What's up, it's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegal? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past eight. In
yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl. Damn, I love a Zulu girl. Yeah,
yo, what up, this is Quest F. Deck off. All the stars. All the hits. Yeah, I love you. This is the Divas Radio.
You know what time it is. Know what time it is. It's that time of the week. Of course, you're listening to the Extended Podcast with your girl, Iman Koteka, and your one and only girl, Lesedi. I believe this is our first time
actually
hosting together.
And we've known each other from last year.
Yeah, like for a whole year.
Last year.
Even on radio, we haven't.
Never.
That is actually crazy. Knowing how our energies are and how much we love music.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. Exactly. But I think this was meant to be. We were supposed to find each other at this point in time.
Please.
Especially with the artists that we're about to review a little later.
Honey.
There's a lot of goodness that is coming on this show. As we mentioned, this is an extended podcast, radio podcast on Madiba's Radio. This is where we get to dive deep into all things campus culture, things about like music, entertainment, and it's very exciting. And also some new music that has dropped in on the streets. Girl, how are you feeling?
I'm actually numb to this whole week.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's exciting is actually doing this podcast. Honestly.
You know what?
I had a week.
I saw this one quote that was like, "Ingaske kwenze kinto zande exciter." And I love that this is, that one thing is like, exciter. You know, sometimes you start the week off on a really, really good note. It's very good.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on a Wednesday, we're in the middle of the week, but it's good. It's fizz.
You get fizz. It's just chilled.
Also,
a little cold though.
Very cold. I saw something. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you? Okay, so we are currently in June.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are we 7 months away? Okay, no. Let me not say like that. Mm. Are we in the first quarter of the year, like first half of the year, or are we in the second half of the year?
At this point, it feels like the second.
Guys, Yanni Fighter.
Time is Yanni Fighter.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
On social media, I saw someone say, guys, it's still the first half of the year. Like, the second half of the year only starts in July. So everyone's been saying, celebrating a new month. I'm so excited for the next 6 months of the year. And I'm like, guys, no. We are still in the first half. Let's finish this first half before we get into it. So it was that whole entire debate. Well, not debate, but that whole entire engagement on Twitter that I saw this morning, ex-Twitter. And yeah, like it was just funny. And I was like, actually, I have been seeing this around, especially like on the first of the month. Everyone posts all of those things. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going crazy. I am not going, because why is everyone saying, no, we're 6 months. There's still 7 months, guys. The second half starts in July.
I personally think that with the way time is moving, that is the reason why people
it's
might be saying that.
It's the 4th of June.
But realistically speaking, of course,
your
argument is valid.
Yeah.
But
okay,
time
one
is
plus
five.
One
is
equals
10.
Two. But of course, let's get back onto the music streets. There has been some new music that has dropped in the streets. What are some of your favorites that have come out?
Definitely Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
I have been, you know, the last time we had, we recorded our episode of Extended Cut with Bantley.
Yes.
We spoke about that song had literally been released, I think, sometime that week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, girl, I love the song.
Did you see the music video?
Yesterday.
Yes.
Yes. And it's already at like 2 million views probably, or a million.
But you know what's crazy about it? Everyone has also been talking about the whole entire video itself and how she's crying and the next minute she's...
I was also like, I'm probably lost in terms of the message.
I was too.
What's what?
I think that's why it's so important when you're releasing a song, create, obviously your visuals will... you will express whatever creativity and how you felt at the moment when you were writing the song. But I think it should still tell a story. Don't just, I don't know, just dance.
Exactly.
Or let's say we're talking about Bliss. Next minute you're in the jungle. Or I don't know if you are in the jungle. Make it make sense. You know, make it, because I mean, diamonds, if you remember, Beyonce, I mean, not Beyonce, Rihanna was in the ocean, but like the whole story made
something must make sense. I think I loved the visuals.
Yeah, it's just,
but yeah,
the crying scene was just a bit,
it was
a bit
just
off.
Wild. I was like, voila.
You know, I was like, what's
happening?
I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable. Are we intruding?
Ma'am,
do you need a tissue? I don't know what to do, ma'am.
That's so funny.
I don't know what to do.
But I think I really loved Bliss. Mm-hmm. I really loved Bliss, but I feel like I could have talked to the producer a bit.
No, shame.
The
let
director,
me play a,
rather.
Let me play a bit of a snippet just in case you don't know the song. A good song. I have been jamming to the song.
Same. I now know it off by heart.
Okay. I haven't gotten to that point. But like it's coming. It's coming. Okay.
Please, it has to be very soon. But probably it's like tears of joy, guys. Remember, music is art, right?
Yeah.
And it does not have to be literally interpreted.
No, but remember.
But yeah.
She's telling us a story. And her story was her, I don't know, I think, was
you
she
gave
not?
Me Bliss?
Okay. I'm gonna just jump over that. I'm gonna just skip over it. But you know what? One thing I'll appreciate about Tyler is her consistency. Her team is amazing. I mean, she's been everywhere on the American streets. With regards to her music, I mean, she's attended Met Galas. This was her second Met Gala.
Yeah.
She has released two music videos now. No, this is her third one, because I know she's got one for Butterflies. She's got one for Water, I think. No, she doesn't have one for Water.
Is it?
She doesn't have one for Water.
Whoa.
Does she?
I don't know. Actually,
I need to check.
Yeah,
but I know she's got one for Push to Start. Push to Start.
I don't know that song.
Push to Start.
No, I just see
you
it.
You do not know Push to Start?
Honestly. I only see guys go to screenshots. I don't know how I got to Bliss, because I've always been like, okay. The thing is, there's when it comes to songs, and when we talk about the other one, I'll tell you the one about Kelvin Moon. There's this, if I have to constantly hear something in your song that I can't actually pinpoint, it gets tedious for me.
Okay.
So Bliss sounded more like a pop song, but my Carrie Hilson type of jam.
Yeah.
So like, no, actually, I like this one.
I don't know. For me, like, if a song is always like repeated, you see it everywhere. For example, I don't really like Water. It's not a bad song.
Yeah.
I don't like Water. It gives me the same vibes as, you know, when Shape of You by Ed Sheeran was trending. It was everywhere. Songs like that. Mm. It's not a bad song. It's just that it kind of gets annoying. Especially also, I think TikTok. I always say this. TikTok ruins songs to a certain degree. Yes.
Yeah.
It pushes artists, but it does ruin songs to a certain degree. Because now you're hearing the song on every vlog, every video, it gets annoying.
I want to post the plate.
You know?
You make me want.
Dude, so for me, I love Push to Start. Push to Start, it makes me feel like Beyonce's baby boy, because also she has a remix with Jean Paul. Oh my gosh, that song, I just be dancing. I be going crazy in my room everywhere. Definitely check that
You're
one out.
You're plugging me.
Please. So Push to Start, Butterflies, Bliss is on my list right now. So 10 out of 10 for Tyler for her consistency.
Yeah.
And for pushing it for the girls and showing people in South Africa and just in Africa that, girls, we can do it. We can get onto those streets and we can be number one. Pop girlies, African pop girlies. Mm, and it's amazing. Mm. I think I love that about her. But let's move on to, Mr. Manz.
Everybody mobile.
It's a mama, mama,
You know, without being butchered and crucified, I need to talk to Momo fans.
Why?
Guys, genuinely speaking,
I
hope I'm not cancelled for this. How do you differentiate the songs? Because honestly, the songs have been able to differentiate. You can hear.
Yeah.
Because there's there's this one, Abantu Bethu.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Momo, Everybody Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's,
Yes, Waze Wamuthe.
It sounds totally different.
Different.
You understand? And then there's this sound I'm
in the beginning
hearing in all his songs. And I'm like,
no, but that's obviously like that's the beginning of a song.
No, but even throughout the song.
No.
I swear.
No, you're not listening
I
properly.
Enjoyed Booyah, though.
I want you to turn around. To stop speaking, because this opinion is not opinionated. enough.
You see, Mom to offense. Be credible. Mom
sorry. We're shutting it down right now.
I think I kind of enjoyed Booyah.
Yeah.
Where he featured Yolanda.
Yolanda, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I kind of liked it.
Yolanda, actually. She actually corrected us.
Really?
She said, it's not Yolanda. She said, yes, guys, it's Yolanda. You see, you don't even listen. Guys, I told you, this opinion is not opinionated. It's not credible.
Mama fans.
It's not credible.
But definitely he tato ya murimu ganit.
You know what? I think with Momo, right?
Yeah.
And with different genres, especially the pioneers of different genres, I love that he has his own personal sound that we all relate to. And in the beginning, yes, you have that I don't know what it's called, honestly, on a technical basis, that sound, right? It starts in the beginning, but it's private piano. So if you're looking for the Scott Mapuma jumping around, making a noise, holla, that's cool, right?
Yeah.
But with him, he still brings in that quieter vibe, right? Mm. Still mixing in deep house sounds also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like merging that all together. It's a more slower sound. That's why they call it private piano. It's not your louder piano of music. Mm. And you can differentiate, obviously, within... I mean, if you're going on a road trip, the songs might, in a way, sound the same. Like, innocent. Because you're going to be like, oh, Sana, we've been listening to the same thing. But, I mean, that's music in general. If you're listening to pop songs for a whole entire hour if you're driving, it's going to get annoying. But with him, I think what I love is that his sound does... sort of change, and he does evolve with his sound, because I definitely can say his first album, Private School, Private School, it's completely different from Ivy League. It's completely different from Siwa, right? And Kurula, definitely. But I also love the fact that he also incorporates your jazz elements. Oh, that for me takes it jazz. To the top. He does.
Which song?
I promise you. Like, he incorporates your, like, sabu, your trumpet, your don't, there's, listen to jazz... now I'm gonna have to plug you on the side. You have to listen to, he does add in jazz elements, especially with the last album. I promise you, I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of his fans love his music, because it sounds like music, because you have these different instruments playing, you have these different sounds playing.
I think the chick sound is, there's this,
you know,
African instrument,
and I think it's going to be highlighted a lot at the Red Bull Symphonic when he's going to be playing at that. Oh, I would die to go there.
The tickets were sold out.
Sold out. And also, in
less than a day. No?
How would I get there? How would I get there? You know?
Ma'am, you make a plan.
Yeah, the Siwa album was the one that had me. Listen to Jazz Cruise. Listen to... what's another one? Yeah, there were so many, man. There were so many. But even his current album right now.
Yeah.
I have a lot of faves from his album. But I will always say about Kaavo Momo, to the fans, please, guys, give him 2 months minimum. He even said on his story, take your time, when he dropped on Friday.
Please take your time, really. Take your time.
You cannot listen to 29 songs in a day. In a week even.
That's also another one of my problems. Please. Guys, how do you have a favorite in 2 minutes?
No. Like, okay, cool. It's possible to click a song, because some of us, for me personally, I just click on random songs and I'm like, this is great. Mm. Then I end up listening to that song over and over. But I'm not going to listen to all 29 and then be like, this 29. Is my, you know? And then sometimes I also check like on the Twitter streets, on the ex-Twitter streets, where someone might be like, oh my gosh, this song was so good. So I'm like, oh, okay. Based on their recommendation, let me go listen to that.
Yeah.
And I have a few favorites. Namely, Mkuzeni, guys, me. I'm dropping the plugs. Mm-mm. Go listen to Mkuzeni. Go listen to Mudimo, okay? Mm. Mudimo. Go listen to Soweto Groove 3.0.
Girl,
he's evolved, okay? Because he has Soweto Groove in one of his previous albums, and then in the Siwi album, he has Soweto Groove 2.0. Now we've got Soweto Groove 3.0.
Ah, wena. We're not ambassador, Momo.
You know,
Momo's just ambassador.
Give me a ticket. Just give me a ticket. And he's actually coming to PE next month in July 13th.
You're probably going to be here.
No, I'm not, actually. And the rugby's on the 12th of July, and he's coming on the 13th of July, Gallery on Produce, so go check that out.
It's probably going to be full.
It's definitely going to be pulled. All the tickets are literally sold out. I know. And Styx is also going to be joining. I mean, Styx always comes to PE, but I feel like it always comes at the wrong time in PE. So Styx, speak to me. Speak Please. To me. Slala Styx. Come speak to me. Speak to me. We'll organize the right time for you to come to PE, okay?
Iman is onto something.
I am.
Iman.
So,
get ambassador.
I told you. Let me just try and drop one song of his that I like. Like I said, Mudimo and Kuzen. Mudimo? Oh. Mm. who said it? You know, I don't know. I don't know how to speak Spitori, right? But who's this guy now? He said it. I'm trying to remember how to say it.
Just try.
He said, Mudimo kunyaka inyaka N1. And I was like, yes.
Oh, Mudimo kunyaka N1.
Yeah. Inyaka N1. Exactly.
Guys, it's a road trip well. That bad, actually. This one's not bad. That chicka chicka sound is there, but not too much.
This is private school. That's how it sounds.
But look, Rakolos.
It's a really good song. Because, I mean, if you differentiate between Afrotech,
yeah.
Afrotech is loud.
Yeah, Gome has that,
you know, with your normal Amapiano, it has a lot of log drum. So in this sense, it doesn't have log drum. Mm. It has that, I don't know what you call that sound, but
I think it's an African instrument, also, don't you think?
Yeah, it is an African instrument, but I think someone mentioned on the streets it's called mastering the music. I don't know. I'm not a DJ, but... Yeah, whoa. I think it's called mastering. So he doesn't master his music that much. We learn every day. Yeah. We do. Okay, another one that I'm loving is Mr. Man himself. Oh. He was in a lot of controversy last year when he dropped his one and only favorite song that all the South Africans love. To the point that when he was removed off of that song...
What song is that again?
DJ Maporisa is something.
What song was that?
But... Now I'm forgetting the song. Okay.
Say.
Now you got me confused. Mm. But so when he was removed with that song, people were just like, it's not the same.
Amalanga.
Amalanga.
Yes. I remember I was like, guys, the country fought for something.
We did. We did. What's that mean by DJ Maporisa?
Alcohol.
I wish I had the video right now. I couldn't. Exactly. But that's a song. Oh my gosh. Definitely. That's the one song that I've been enjoying. Oh. And he just gives you that vibe, man. Hey. You know what I think I love about his vibe? It literally makes you feel like, you know what, everything's going to be okay.
That's what I was saying the other day.
Everything's going to be okay.
Fanta on the side, Fanta orange, and be like, yeah.
Driving in your car, life even road tripping. For me, his music always gives me the same vibe as Ubo Mamumanga by something. Music that something Soweto makes and Sanel musician and Msaki, 10 out of
beautiful.
10. Like, they make
beautiful
me feel
music.
Like, Ubo Mamumanga.
I will fetch my life.
Because of our rats. Yeah. But yeah.
And really I'm literally waiting for Touches a Move, his album. Yeah. Can't wait. I really, really cannot wait. And I really love how we've been so supportive, guys.
True,
as
totally.
South Africans. Like, we know this is our guy.
Mm.
We know.
No, for sure. But like, so of course, those are some of the music that have dropped, or songs that have dropped that we're sharing with you. Some of the plugs. Please, I hope on your Spotify, on your Apple Music, or whatever music app that you use, that you've already rewinded. Rewind. It's okay. Pause. Mm. Okay. Add it to your playlist. Listen to those. Give us a review. Let us know on our social media. That is at Madiba's Radio. And of course, remember Calva Momo's album released last week on the 20th of May with 29 songs, as I mentioned. But that's not a problem. You still have 29 songs forever and ever. I think that's one of the beauties of music. It does not expire. And Deda also dropped last week on the 30th of May. And Nalia dropped on the 30th of May, as I mentioned earlier, that I actually walked into the studio listening to Nalia. Mm. What a song. 10 out of 10. That is one from Msaki. Now, we know Msaki took a break. She came back.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that she's also still making music that is just getting us. And you know, Msaki and Trezor, when they together. Kuso.
Hey.
Kuso.
Hey.
Okay.
So like it's they never miss.
They don't.
Never ever miss.
Never. Let me play a little snippet of the song. It's also one of my favorites at the moment. I literally just listened to it, but I think I'm gonna start enjoying more of it. Nice songs, nice sounds.
Please.
Listen.
Please.
She's one of my favorite Afro House. I'd call her Afro House artist. Yeah, like you can really just appreciate her. She's really great. She's amazing.
So amazing, actually. She has a... I think the song kind of, not really, mm-hmm. but kind of reminds me of that one. Oh, what's that song? Amandla.
Oh, yes.
Amandla. Yes. Definitely sounds a bit like Amandla.
It does. It does.
And is it just her and Trezor or
So it's Trezor. I'm thinking, no, it's not Sanal in this song.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking the DJ is Batundi. So it's Batundi, Msaki, and Treasure.
No, okay. But I think, yeah, Trezor. And also, I think it's also, it gives it that, I don't want to call it African, let's just say African flair.
It does. Oh, interesting. So Batundi is a singer-songwriter and producer born in Goma, Eastern Province of DR Congo, and he grew up in Nairobi, Kenya, and he is he's a singer-songwriter and a producer. So yeah, I think he was the one who obviously like helped in producing that song, because you can see, you can hear Psyche and Trezor's voice, so I'm guessing he was the producer.
And where's Trezor from again?
I think so.
It has that African tapating inside, you know, that African flair.
Yeah, like, and I'll always be a fan of Trezor with Sondela. Oh, Sondela.
Sondela.
What they did to that song.
Aibo. Guys, the thing is, ne? You know, when you're listening to a song, you're like, I don't even understand what he's saying. But man,
totally.
I concur.
Totally.
So yeah, definitely. I think I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her earlier, and I got dance moves on Insta. Mm. She's like, please don't judge me.
Just hold up. But okay, I also want to move on to whose name has been on the street.
Yes.
Okay. I know our streets have been really, really busy lately.
Yeah, yeah.
With Questa, Anati, and Oscumbo, who delivered a very unforgettable performance at the Heineken Champions League viewing experience. Of course, it was the Champions League last week. Mm-hmm. I saw Zenande Funani there. She is one of the leading, and not, I wouldn't even say upcoming, she's really doing great in the sports streets.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, yo, that girl, she works. But they said it was a really unforgettable experience. And I love events that really care about their fans and the people that are going to be coming there. They really create that experience for them.
Yeah.
There's TVs there. There's music. There's dancers. I mean, just having artists come and perform at the event. We had Questa, Anati, and Oscar Mbo, MBO.
Oscar
Mbiao. Oscar Mbo delivering a really, really cool performances. So that's what's been happening on some of the streets.
And he's a daddy now.
He is. Oh my gosh, congratulations to him and the girl. Ullerato Pasha, right?
Yeah, I think yes, yeah, Ullerato Pasha. You know what I like? I like what he did, and I was actually talking about it the other day.
Mm.
Get to talk about confusing the enemy.
Right?
Just the day before, he announced that he's expecting, that they're both expecting.
Yeah.
How about next morning, the baby's born? You're like,
no, but
hey,
I love
guys.
That. I love that. I think some things, I know that you're a celebrity and your life is out there. It's in the public eye. But it's so important that certain things, you can just really cover them from the public eye. That some moments are literally just yours. Not for Lesedi and Iman to see all the time and to involve themselves and ask, oh, who's this? And also, you know, social media can be very cruel. Some people can literally hate on kids and literally pick on children, like a baby, and just be like, oh, I can be like, hi, Bo.
Hi.
You know,
so imagine you're just born and people are like, you're ugly, dude.
And sometimes even just like the mother themselves, like, you know, obviously the whole entire pregnancy process is very difficult. So some people gain a lot of weight, their faces change, they get bloated, their legs and this. And then you get people online saying, yo, I guess I can be, yo, 10. And I'm like, guys.
Da-da-da-da-da, pigment.
You know, like, what a life-threatening situation, because that's literally what pregnancy is.
It
like
is.
The whole, it's literally, you. It it's really a do-or-die situation. Literally. So, yeah, I think I love that they got the privacy that they wanted and that they were able to, at the end of all of that, to...
But she posted the baby's face.
Yeah, okay, I saw that. But it's their decision. It's their decision.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about Tyler and talking about Bliss, save the date, please, on the 13th of June. Tyler will drop her new track for Smurfs. Like I said, Tyler is really making moves, because for me personally, I know, just like I was, and Tyler and I are the same age.
Really?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. But my point is, we all grew up watching Smurfs. Okay, we all grew up watching Smurfs, gushing over Smurfs. Like, Mama, please, I want to look blue. Smurfs, can my cake? My cake look blue. Look at me losing my words. Mm. Can my cake look blue? Can my room? Everything about socks. Smurfs and Smurfette and all that. Like, it was cute.
Okay? Glitter as well.
Exactly. Mm. And now you literally get to have your song that you're singing to play on the new Smurfs movie. And yeah. I know also Rihanna is playing the role of Smurfette. How cool is that?
Friends of mine. And there's a song as well, right?
Yeah, she's got a song that she's already dropped. Mm. So that is super cool. I think, honestly, that is one of the most amazing things.
I think also for Tyler, it's giving a full circle moment.
Yes. Ne? Yes.
And it's just...
It is.
Everything coming...
It is.
Together.
Also considering that she said, like, one of the artists that inspire her music and her sound is Rihanna. So it's like, girl, you working.
It's a full circle.
It is. It is.
It's a mini circle.
All 360. Bring out them protractors. Bring out them protractors. 360.
Please. Right. And then also, we are, of course, talking about Mrs. Carter.
Oh, Cowboy Carter.
Herself.
Cowboy Carter.
Right. So, of course, she helped a couple with a gender reveal.
I saw that video. Mm. I do want to start before we actually even get into her gender reveal. So, she dropped her album last year. I never listened to it, not Same. Once. I tried. I genuinely tried. I even remember asking one of our fellow colleagues, and he loves Beyonce, and I was like, what songs can help me get started with this whole entire album? Like, okay, 16 Carriages was like, 16 Carriages, but that was because of TikTok. But even then, I never really got into the song.
Yeah.
And so, Renaissance was amazing. I listened to Renaissance as soon as it dropped. I was like, oh, okay, you don't break my soul. Okay, cuff it, okay.
Oh, but cuff it.
You know?
Cuff it matters in the church. Oh,
love. You know, all of that. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then with Cowboy Carter, I tried it. I was like, literally, first time, I was like, no, let's put this down. So I never listened to it.
Yeah.
But this shows really the beauty and the power of concerts and, of course, your fans sharing your music.
Mm-mm.
Once I saw those performances online, I was like, whoa, what is this song?
I'm going to go. I also have those moments. Okay. I have those moments too.
Yeah, okay. Let me go.
I like that one.
I was like, protect. Oh, let me be your protect. I've added that all on. So I've been listening to her album lately. I also love the other song with Miley Cyrus. And also considering that I'm not a country music fan. Yeah. So I was like, wow. So I really, really do appreciate her work. And the time and the efforts that she puts into her concerts. Because they're not just, I'm just going to sing there and I'm going to have dancers. She really creates an experience. And that's why people share it on social media. Because they're like, I've never been to a concert like this. I went to the concert and I was blown away. And even me through those videos. Also, I'm Blue's fan, guys. Mama manager. She has been eating it.
Blue is like a Blue Anna competition.
You do.
She's just doing her own thing.
I think in the Renaissance, the Renaissance tour, she was just starting off. And obviously, she was 11, 12. She's 13 now. I definitely think she's grown. She's gotten comfortable with the size of the audience. Because a lot of people were giving a lot of backlash saying, oh, no, she's too stiff. I'm like, guys, if I had about, it's more than 30,000. I don't know how big the size of those stadiums are. And I had to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I am not Beyonce.
At that age.
By the way, I am mini Beyonce as well.
Exactly. So right now she's comfortable. She's amazing. She's really flowing. I was like, girl, I love the way she's been fusing it. But again, like we mentioned with the Cowboy Carter.
And her daughter, the youngest one.
Yes, Rumi. Oh, baby Rumi.
So cute.
Guys, I can't wait till Rumi's grown. Because once Rumi grows up and she starts performing, it's going to be over. Mm-hmm. That girl's got sass and personality.
I think she has her mom's character.
She does.
She really does.
She really does. Mm. Oh, I love it. I honestly love it. But yeah, the gender reveal, as you were mentioning.
Yeah.
That Beyonce did.
Yeah, she helped a couple, right, reveal their gender. And of course, they also said that they're planning to name their child Carter.
Ooh.
I was like, wow.
I saw that.
Because she had like a plaque or something like that. I was like, oh my God.
That was the cutest thing. Because in the first video, actually, they obviously held up the placard to say, okay, please mention our gender reveal. And she was like, okay, I'll come back. And I didn't know if she was actually going to come back. And then you see videos later that she actually went back to do the gender reveal. Mm. And it's a boy. It's a cowboy.
And I like that as well. It's a cowboy. Really, really loved it. I think her tour kind of reminds me of Adele's tour. I think it was last year.
Yes.
Her tour, like, they She's
they interact with their fans. Yeah, they love their fans as much as their fans love mm-hmm. them. And I think that's so beautiful.
They don't just feel like celebrities, because we have artists that actually do that. You know, they kind of feel like, you know what, I'm an artist and you guys can do anything about it. I'm just here to perform.
Exactly. That's exactly. It. Exactly.
But these I kind of really like the tours, the videos I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. Really, I loved it.
Oh my,
love it. Even actually.
Now, of course, talking about international artists and international talent, we also have national talent and local talent.
Yes.
And of course, in the studio with us today, we've got the one and only Nto Zonke, who is based in PE, who is an artist, absolutely amazing.
Yes,
We can't wait to share his music. And his type of music is African beats and gom. He's a singer and songwriter, writer and upcoming artist. I can't wait to see his content, and of course just to share with us right here in studio. We'll share more about him right here in the studio, just asking how he's feeling and how he's doing.
The best youth station in the Bay, Mativa's Radio.
All right, talking about all things national artists and international artists, of course, we also have some amazing local talent right here with us in the studio. We've got Nto Zonke Tusani, who is an African beat and a gom artist, a singer and songwriter, an upcoming artist. He's based in Warmer in the Eastern Cape, and he has performed at many places, namely in Nkenke Tavern and Armstrong in Warmer and Eqoboqobo in King Williamstown and many more. He's definitely the talent that you want to see. As we mentioned, we got some new music dropping in the streets, and we want to see our artists doing amazing. Puti Unjani Namhlanje, thank you for coming with us, or coming in studio and joining us on the Extended Cut. Oh man, that is absolutely amazing. I'm glad that you're actually feeling the vibe of the Extended Cut, man. Because that's what we want to do. We want to create that that comfortable vibe for the artists, it, for you guys to share your talent with your listeners, it, for sure.
And especially because the show is mostly based on entertainment.
Exactly.
You know, so it's always a pleasure to have all our artists come to our show, podcast. Right. So let's start from the beginning, right? What role did growing up in South Africa play in terms of shaping your sound and music genre as well?
Oh, I like in South Africa as basia sonke ukuthi literally lizwe labantu ba spiritually ukubona abane culture yonke into yabo, so yiyo lonto yeyanika yabona ukuthi nami ndikwazi ba ndibene yabo benamandla pha kwelicala umculo, because of inothando umculo unento ezinintsi azathi uyathetha nabantu ngendlela ezinintsi, so that
definitely
as ubutshilo ke umculo uyathetha nabantu, right? And your lyrics in Thulungakhali feel very personal and very powerful. I was listening to the song earlier. What are some of the stories that you keep coming back to xa udla bhala umculo wakho, and what makes them so meaningful to you, and of course in what you're sharing to the listeners?
Oh, it's about ukukhula yabona, and ukukhula ke didn't ofika ke kwelingana bantu ngolo, because of to grow up in South Africa kubantu abasokolayo the most, because abantu ke basokola including me, nami ndiyasokola. So ke and futhi ungabi namuntu osecam kwakho uyabona lonto.
Yeah.
So ke ngoku so ndaqona ba yabona ke ngoku, that's why dance into and inspire shile ukuthi yakuba manikwazi noko ukuthi ndithethe nabantu through ingoma ukuthi no Thulungakhali nyembezi, because some other people abana bantu abana bathetheleli ukubona. So ke ngoku you need to be uba uqine ube strong uyabona, uthi noba sowile uphinde uvuke uzuvuthulule kwangu kwakho uyayibona lanto. So ke nantso into endenziuba mandikwazi uba nam ndikhuthaza abanye abantu, because yimekwe ndiyibone apha kum, because nam ndingumntu ozimeleyo ndizenzela yonke into, akho mntu undixhasayo. So ukuthi ukukhala kuncedwe yabo, so umntu yabo it's better ke adele ingubo angene ebhatyini.
And the fact that you also get to be a voice to other people and to encourage abanye abantu. But of course, talking about voices, let's see how you can hear the only voice that we've been talking about, called Thulungakhali ka Nto Zonke, right here in studio. course, that is just a snippet of his Qom song, Tulunga Kali. Just one of those songs that can let you just let through, let go, have fun, you know, and ungacingizinto enhlongweni and everything. So another thing that I wanted to ask you, the music industry can be very, very intense, especially for an upcoming artist. How do you stay true to your voice while still trying to make your mark?
Okay, ayi kumkulula ukuba ndibe yabo ndibe ngilomuntu ndinguye just because of the artist ezisebenzelayo engaphoshwa ngumuntu, like ndiyaziphushela ngokwamculo wami and then ndimenza ngothando umculo wami just because of ndiyamthanda. It's not that babe umculo ndifakwe ngumuntu okanye ndityutwa into ethile yabo. So it's because of love yabo. What in the game? What kule game? And the game, I'm managing myself. Kuyo yonke into endiyenze kulo mculo. So, injalo nje.
All right. So, I believe that your love for music, you generally making music, and obviously you have to pick a genre when you make music, right?
Yeah.
And with that being said, you draw inspiration from certain artists to be able to make that type of music that you make, right?
Yeah.
So with that being said, who are some South African or rather African artists that really inspired you coming up, right? And also, what did you take from their journey or style?
Okay, hayi abantu abandikhuthazileyo bona ndingathi ngoDotha Kosazana Dotha, Mr. Taylor, no zinhle kwayimani abantu abanjalo ngabo ke ngabandikhuthazile yapha emculweni ukuthi no namandi kwazi banoko ndiqine ndomelele uyabo. Yeah, just because ke kunzima kulo mculo ukuthi hey uvele nje uvuka ucinga uba uzawubona sowulapha yabo nje without ukuthi wena usebenzile, because kumsebenzi behind the scene izinto okufuneka uyenzile uyabo. So so nam ke ndiye ndakhuthazwa ngabo nam ndomelela, but ke ekuhambeni kwexesha I hope omnye wabo mhlawumbi ndingadibana naye. Yeah.
So of course being an artist, right, requires things like performances, you know, certain, and obviously you in certain instances there's some things that really go unplanned. Right? Speaking of that, every artist has that one big mistake, right, that feels like a shift. And have you had one of those yet, right? Perhaps a performance, release or breakthrough that you feel kind of changed the game for you?
Xa ndiye ndijonge umculo wam ukuthi udlalwa phi, udlalwa ngabayangayabonge phi, ndiye ndafumanise ukuba hey umculo wam lo mntu bendizicingela uba ndinguye andinguye, because umculo wam kakhulu udlalwa kula macala ngabaphesheya uyabo. Xa ndimjonga apha kwezinantsikakulelenantsika mhlawumbi phaa kuSpotify, so ndifumanise ukuba eyi ha udlalwa kakhulu phesheya, aw bantu ke ngoku bayamthanda umculo walapha eSouth Africa. And then umculo walapha eSouth Africa uyayazi ke spiritual, uyathetha noba mhlawumbi awuyiva ukuthi what is, but awusoze ungajive.
True.
Awusoze inyawo ungalibeki phantsi. So ke ngoku ya, so nam ke ndiye ndaqonda uba no indipha amandla loo nto xa kukho abantu noko abangeunderstand i-language, but kodwa ke
you don't even know.
And I think that's the power in music. It's so universal.
Yes,
the whole the language of music is universal. So that's so beautiful about it. But especially since we're on campus right now, and this is a campus podcast, we do like to reach to our listeners who are very young fans and people who want to possibly also just be in your position. They draw inspiration from you and your music. What do you hope people feel or take away when they hear your music, especially the younger fans or aspiring artists in South Africa?
Hayi, noma bayenze ndingathi kumntu kuhlala ezincwadini umntu at least yabe ne-education yabona, because of kunzima usokola ube ungenayo nemfundo yabo. So ngoku loo nto uba ngumthwalo uzithwalisa uxanduva olukhulu kakhulu, because of xa uye uthi ube nemfundo at least noko uyaye ukwazi ukuthi ube nayo into yobalekela ukwazi uyabo uqhubekeka nobomi if le mhlawumbi into obuyijongile ayiphumeleli ayibona lonto by your education ungazama ukuthi noma ubona bona into ezithile phana pa yabo and ke ngoku umuntu wakho nengaziyekelele just because we had and just because uyedwa because ngoku ngexesha elikhoyo ngoku otherwise i friend azi kunceda umuntu yeah I think umuntu xa yazi ba makavuke enzeni athini ekwazi ukwenza into e-right ngexesha li-right angadlalele kude nje nenazika into ozitshayayo ukubona i-drugs because elinye ixesha zezona zona ziphazamisa abantu abasakhulayo zi-drugs
and kwezo fans zakho abayiyanke ngoku xa bemamela umculo wakho or how do you hope bafilisha njani xa bemamela umculo wakho how do you hope that they what do you think they'll take away or yeah like you said umculo mo siyajive sasele kusijive it's spiritual but kwawona umculo wakho xa umuntu eyiyanke emamela umculo wakho what do you expect or hope they can feel
Oh manditi luthando no ba true to yourself uyabo yeah because mina umculo wami is like xa ndidetha xa ndibhala ndibhala ngento mhlawumbe an experience ngayo so ukuthi nami ndikhule kanzima manje lo muntu ukhule ngehlobo nelihlobo so umuntu naye ingase afumane lamagama nami ndithi ndiwaphose pha ephakulankoma ukuthi naye akwazi uziqinisa ukubona
Yeah,
umelele.
Definitely. And I think this one the last question rather, right? I feel is one that people want to know, right? Yeah. People are eager to know about and things like that. So, what's on the horizon? All right, and I'm talking in terms of projects, collaborations or any big dreams you are currently chasing that you can give us a kind of sneak peek, right? into
Yeah. Ikhona because of bendikhenda thetha no ne igqwihla bendikhenda thetha nalo no Zilamen because besidibana besidibana apha esport art and culture so sathetha ukuthi no ikhona iproject esawuke siyenze siphume nayo so ke sisenjosise phezu kwayo kwangoku but ke ndawunixelela noko xa ivuthiwe ndithi yayibona ke lambiza
bendinto
ndiyayibheka siyayikhupha
All right. And of course, that was Ntozonke, rather, singer, songwriter, and upcoming artist, right? And also, we are expecting new music, like you said. And yes, definitely be on the lookout for his music. And Iman also played us a song, please go check it out as well. And with that being said, just before we dive into the other segment of the podcast, what are your social media platforms and where can our listeners catch you?
Okay, ku TikTok Ntozonke. Yeah.
Yes.
Na ku Instagram Ntozonke. Pa ku Facebook Ntozonke Music. Eyandifumana pha.
Okay.
Ndiyafumaneka so and ne bookings ke ngoku uzawuthi ke ngoku xa ufikile pha ku social networks ukwazi ufumana details some for the bookings.
All right.
Yeah.
Definitely please go check him out on all his social media platforms. And with that being said, Iman.
Girl.
The beginning of this year. in the beginning, right? Of this podcast, I'd mentioned that I had a week. I have already had enough. Right, and we're diving into the exam study tips now.
Ooh, it's going to be hectic, man. Listen, I've already written my first one.
Same.
Yeah, so I literally just need now, like, a little bit more tips and things that I think have worked for me.
Yes.
Because, yeah. Listen, the sleeping schedule. I even feel tired at this moment, but I'm not tired because I'm an extended cut. Okay, so
you are
bringing
cutter.
That energy. Okay, I'm cutting you some energy. Okay.
Yes. So definitely, one of the study tips, exam study tips.
Well, I'd say, firstly, maintain a healthy sleep schedule.
Exactly.
Just talking about sleep, it's very important to get some sleep. As much as we're trying to save the semester, guys, I understand we want to be academic weapons. We want to be academic warriors.
Ooh.
Okay. But I think it's really important to still take some time to get some rest before you crash. And you don't want to be getting tension headaches. You don't want to be getting panic attacks. So I think maintaining a good regular balance of your schoolwork, and it all comes in with your preparation. So maintain some good, healthy sleep or get a good healthy sleep schedule as much as you can, because honestly I do believe in being realistic. During the exam season we all hardly sleep, but really? When you do get a chance, take that time to sleep. But just don't go overboard. But I do also understand the real side of things, that guys, we hardly sleep.
It's hard.
Okay, it's crunch time. This is uni, okay? We will sleep afterwards once we get those marks. Yeah.
Definitely. And also, speaking about your body shutting down, that happens at the most inconvenient time.
It does.
Inconvenient. It does. You'll think that you're fine, all energetic, all ready.
Exactly.
And before you know it, you black out.
And I think that's that's the worst thing ever, where you studied. You're probably running on 2 hours of sleep, and then you get to the actual exam and you don't remember anything. And remember, if you don't sleep enough, that also weakens your immune system. One, as someone who gets sick a lot, look at me coughing even. How coincidental. As someone who gets sick quite often, it's very important to maintain your sleeping schedule, to get some water, to take some walks, to breathe. Guys, I always say breathe. It might sound very, I don't know, abstract, but breathe. Like, take the time to just be like, you know what? These are exams. My exams do not define me. Yes, I need them. They're important in my life and my journey, but they do not define me. I'm just going to work as hard as I can and to the best of my ability and keep pushing.
Definitely important. Yeah. That is definitely important. And also, you spoke about prepping, right? Which I believe is also very important.
Yeah.
So maintaining a study schedule that works for you is saying tabang.
Yeah.
I think that's also one thing that we forget. If tabang starts studying at 9, and by 12 he's like, nah, I'm done for the day.
Yeah.
Where now you might need to study until 4 p.m.
And it's so important to do everything that literally works
for you,
that is catered to you, your schedule. Because remember, maybe Tabang even has another sport that he has to go to get to, or even has to get to work. So he's organizing his life around that. He might study from 9 till 12 because it works. When are you thinking, no, let me relax. Kanti Tabang, he knows at 9 p.m. till 4 a.m. or 3 a.m., he's still going to be working.
I'm not studying because Sabang didn't do it. And moving on to the next study tip.
Take regular breaks. As I mentioned earlier, it's important to take regular breaks. Eat well. I went to Dis-Chem and Clicks to just get a few concentration supplements.
Yeah.
For the study period, and just to help with like mental alertness and retention of my work, my knowledge retention. And I asked the lady there, and I was like, you know what? One thing I struggle with, and I was basically just explaining, I need and what can she recommend. And I said, one thing I struggle with is that I study, but as soon as I get to the exam venue, I forget my work. And it's not like I didn't study, but I just forget it. Like, what can help to just help me remember all of that? And they were like, okay, firstly, use these pills. But then secondly, how's your diet? What are you eating?
You're thinking, yo,
you got it. And I'm just like, when last did I eat? But then also, she was like, watch your sugars. So, yeah, if you're having many sugary items, or you have a sugary diet, it's important to reduce that, because sugar can cloud your mind and your brain. And I was like, what? And I tested it out. I tried as hard as I can that day, because I have a big sweet tooth. And also, I believe in snacking during study sessions. Yeah, yeah. Well, I wouldn't call it snacking. I'd call it stress eating. But, you know what? We'll deal with it on another day.
Please.
So I'd eat a lot of sweets and it'd keep me full, but then I'd be very clouded. So I tried as hard and I remembered everything. So yeah, that is my one big tip. Make sure that you're not having too many sweet items or foods when you're going to be studying during your in your diet.
And I also think drinking water.
Drink your water. Water, please.
Please.
I think the BioPluses work. The Red Bulls do work. But water. I think water is number one. Water is number one. You can literally stay awake with just water. I mean, like they said, the BioPluses are just supplements. They help a bit. But drink your water.
And it also, you frequently go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
So it keeps you awake,
go drink your water.
And also eating well, like you'd spoken, like you'd said rather, that eating well is very, very important. Maintaining a proper diet is very, very important. Eat your cereals if you should. Don't add too much sugar. Yeah, and if you you might as well not even add sugar in your cereals.
You know?
Really.
Gas, I'm an advocate for no sugar. I'm a huge advocate for no sugar. But lastly, the biggest one, on the day, on D-Day, guys.
You.
Don't forget your student card, Sako. Yay. Don't forget your student card and ID card. It's so important because
Very important.
I think there's nothing worse than going to your exam. You're prepared. You're ready. You want to get the stress over and done with. And then you get there and they're like, okay, students, please take out your student card. You don't have yours now. You have to go get your registration. Go print that out.
Don't have your ID.
You don't have your ID. Mm. And then that's that whole entire debacle. And you don't need that stress at that point in time. Mm. Make sure that the first thing that you put in is your ID card or your student card so that you can just relax on the day and You're just there to get that sorted and writing. Make sure your stationery is sorted. Bring in your black pen from 2023. The next minute when you're writing, after 4 words, you're like,
oh. And manje, you're massaging the pen.
You're breathing into it. You are throwing it in the air like,
manje, masoju ya kapa.
They were like, what a hand exercise is this one? You're like, you're even opening it, you're taking it out of that big pen, you're like, eh.
And it's very embarrassing.
You're like, you're blowing into the...
Please don't do that to yourself, please.
Please, guys, I'm praying. Okay.
Please don't. And also, please, don't forget yourself.
Yeah.
This is real. Don't. Yeah. Like, don't. When you get there, be present.
Yeah.
Immerse yourself in that particular moment.
And
you know?
That can look... It looks different in many ways, like in two different people. I'm losing my words today. I have no idea what's going on. Do you want to put that out there? It looks different on many people. There we go. Okay. That can be you listening to music.
Yes.
On obviously low, probably, or on loud, because maybe you're like, okay, I'm prepared. Now I'm just trying to energize myself and I'm just going to get ready. It can be you praying. It can be you listening to worship songs. It can be you listening to some sort of meditation. But do different things to be present. Maybe it might be you taking a walk in the morning so that you can be present. You can be fully engaged in that whole entire exam session that you're about to enter into. So, yeah, like I said, it looks different on many people. English.
Sikhuwa.
It will bite. Okay? Yeah.
And the last two, which I think this is usually what you say, right? But let me start with the other one. Very short. Don't forget. Wait. Be honest, just leave your student card in your bag.
Yeah,
I think
please.
That's the best that you
I
can
always
do.
Do that. Or even in your pencil case, because, I mean, you're not going to go to the exam venue without your pencil case. So make sure it's
there. Make sure it's there. And also another thing that you always say, right? You need to look good to feel good.
You got
to
look good to feel good.
Exactly. For sure. So if you look good, you will feel good. Definitely. If when in the morning you feel, I want to put on my lip gloss, my mascara, everything, and I'm ready for this exam, do it, and I think you'll be
honestly. I think
it'll be great.
Show up to the exam. Show up to the exam as the person that you want to be. If you wanna wear a suit, they are not gonna turn you around.
Never. If you wear heels, wear them.
They won't turn you around. I promise you. Look good to feel good. I mean, okay, I wouldn't say go that exaggerated, but my point is literally wake up in the morning, take that good shower, get dressed. Feel energized, feel refreshed. To fa-fa.
Bona.
The perfume, you know, people must be like, oh my gosh, it smells so good. It smells like the answers. It smells like a good paper. You know, it smells like a good paper is coming.
Please, please,
you know?
Definitely that. And, kaspitori ratori.
You know?
Never.
Exactly.
So, yeah, all the best still.
All the best on the exam season.
Nawe imani. Iman, brother.
Thank you.
Nawe iman.
Making me so emotional.
Salabala. A day is only 14 hours now, so
no, I understand. But all the best to your exams.
Thank
How many
you
do you have
so
left?
Much. I have two more left, actually.
Ooh, lucky you.
I'm done.
I'm actually writing on Friday, and then I still have two more afterwards. But I'm okay with it. It's very well spaced out. So
Definitely.
I literally always say to people that as much as I will be writing until literally the last day of exams, I'm grateful that it's spaced out, because I think I would be losing my mind if I was writing all four in this week or within a span of just these 2 weeks. I'd go crazy.
Considering the workload of the semester itself.
Exactly.
It has been something else.
Yes, man. It's been amazing. That is the extended Kati right here at Madiba's Radio. Girl, where can we find you on the social media streets?
If you want to match LSD, the most addictive voice on the extended cut.
Oh man, love it.
If you
want to
match the voice with the face, of course, I'm Lesti Valo _ Akhadi on all my social media platforms, which is X, Insta, Facebook, and yeah, that's it. Really.
Oh, 10 out of 10. And of course, you can find me on social media. That is my Instagram. I'm mostly I'm present on my Instagram. So that is at iman.mkuteka. You can find me there. Hit me up, guys. Hit me up. Book me. Do whatever you want to do. Let's share. Let's laugh. Let's sing. Let's do whatever. I love the mic, and that's just all that it is. Right here on the extended cut. We want to see you again. Don't run away.
Please.
This is what we do. Share all things music and the culture. The whole entire crew is here to share bits of themselves, whether that being hip hop, whether that's just being Afro pop, or just like entertainment,
anything
that's happening.
Really.
We just want to be your besties right here on Campus Radio. This is the Extended Cut. See you again next time. Ciao.
Bye.
You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against death domination. I have studied the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. Changing the world, one voice at a time.